And they can also start to learn on real-world data, so they actually have some avenue where they're even improving on the numerical weather forecasts, which is exciting. So if before we talked about there's reality, nature, the real complicated thing, the cow, because we're in Wisconsin, and then the physics approach or the kind of traditional approaches that also a lot of statisticians would use was to simplify it to some very mathematically tractable model. What we're seeing with AI and machine learning now are something like the thing on the right. You know, it's like it's a more high fidelity version of the cow. It's still an approximation, but it captures a lot of features that are you know, looks more like a cow, but it's still fast and it still allows you to work with it in a way to where you can do all sorts of things that you would have not been able to do before.